Welcome back to another episode of the Wicked Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. Wealth isn't defined by one single thing. In fact, life is like a giant rubber band ball full of twists, turns, and moments where we might pop, both in good and bad ways. I'm here to share some of life's lessons learned in real estate, finance, and parenting tidbits, literally anything that happens in life. Some episodes will be guests, some completely solo. Life's a journey. Let's make it a good one. And now a quick word from one of our sponsors. Listen up. Have you ever wanted to get started investing in real estate using your 401k or an IRA? If so, I've got some great news. EQRP and I have partnered up to offer you the chance to get those funds sitting in old investment vehicles working for you. It's time to get checkbook control of your IRAs and 401ks. Click the link in the show notes to learn more and book your call today. Welcome back to another episode of the Wicked Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. It's tax time. Just kidding. It's not actually tax time anymore. But when you hear of tax time, this is probably doesn't excite you in the same way that it might excite someone who owns real estate. So today we are going to go over what is a K-1. Okay. One of the reasons why K-1s are exciting, probably for most of us that own real estate, is because we know tax time isn't always as scary as it may have been working in corporate America or in our W-2s. But let's be honest, tax reporting sounds scary, probably for everyone, but we need to and we want to see financial reports and updates on how things are going with our investments. So if you are flipping or wholesaling, which means big checks at one time, and that income is not being rolled into other real estate assets by way of ownership, this means that you could end up with a hefty capital gains tax bill. This is scary. And that is an example of how not all real estate owned is treated the same way as it relates to taxes. Because when you are flipping or wholesaling, you're not holding ownership to these assets for a long period of time. So that's wherein lies the difference. But let's say that you have passively invested in real estate or you own rental properties. This is where tax time could get fun for some. So for syndications, a tax report is your annual K-1, or also known as a Schedule K-1. I'm going to go ahead and just drop my little disclaimer here. So remember, I'm not a financial advisor and I am not a CPA. So please do not take all of what I have to say as face value. However, I am invested in enough real estate, a few K-1s kind of rolling around that comes during tax time. So this is just based off of my experience, what I have learned, what I have read about. And again, I get K-1s my own self. So I can see them, I can feel them, I can look at the difference between my taxes when I was working in corporate America and a W-2 versus now working, you know, as having real estate professional status and receiving K-1s. Okay, so now we're going to kind of dive into it. What's a K-1? A Schedule K-1 is a tax form. It's a pass-through document that's used to report every partner's share of profits, losses, dividends, rental income, deductions, and credits to the IRS. And if you don't know who the IRS is, they just hired 87,000 new employees. So they are rocking and rolling, but they stand for Internal Revenue Service. This K-1 is a IRS tax form that is issued annually for an investment in a partnership. Okay. It has three parts to it. One being, or I guess part one is about information about the company and partnership. Part two is information about the partner, i.e. the investor. This is you. Part three has your share of ordinary income, net rental real estate income, interest income, distributions, and other information. Well, why do we usually like K-1s? Well, for one, we know that one of the benefits of investing in real estate is the tax benefits. One of the biggest benefits is depreciation. So similar to owning a business, there are times when you can depreciate assets that the business owns, like vehicles, buildings, equipment, et cetera. So in syndications, depreciation will often result in negative income, i.e. paper losses, which is then deducted from your starting balance capital account. And trust me, if you were to listen to this podcast and then actually look at a K-1, you could probably follow along pretty good. So, I mean, if you're driving right now, don't take any of this as face value, as you're like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what Nikki is talking about. Trust me, you will understand. And maybe actually I'm going to try and drop a Schedule K-1 kind of example in the show notes for you guys, but regardless. Okay. These are your paper losses. These are deducted from your starting balance capital account. So when you see this decrease, there is no need to automatically panic. A decrease just reflects a tax loss or principal that's been distributed back to you as the investor based on your proportionate share owned. Okay. These tax savings are actually an incentive from the government to provide housing to people, because the government really would prefer not to be providing housing to people. So us real estate investors are the ones that get incentives for doing a job that they don't want to have. So that's pretty awesome in and of itself. But these tax savings from these depreciable assets, these are then passed down to our investors by way of reporting a loss, i.e. paper loss, on your K-1 and your investment. And these losses are then carried forward throughout the hold period, and then they offset passive income earned. So then whatever is left over is then used to offset the capital gain at the time of the distribution, i.e. the sale of the asset. So for real estate, whether you invest passively or actively, we're able to depreciate a portion of the buildings, which typically means that there are paper losses that are associated with our investments. Now, there's a real difference between depreciating a single family home over a period of, say, 27 years straight line versus if we were to perform a cost segregation study on an apartment investment and achieve 100% bonus depreciation in year one. So this is why we as investors get excited about tax time, because our K-1s are proof that owning real estate results in tax savings and incentives. And who does not like that?
I hope y'all enjoyed the episode. If you could do me a favor and please subscribe and reach out to me on LinkedIn with any topics that you might like to hear about or experiences that I can share. Thanks for listening. You are appreciated.